The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey besties, and welcome to a brand new Tuesday episode on Almost Adulting with me, your host, your best friend, your big sister, and your everything. Remember that. Viola Benson. Welcome to the first episode of October month, which is all about cults. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. This month, I am giving you a little treat, and it's not a picture of my titties. But instead, there are interviews with ex-members and experts on everything cults. And I figured, you know, it's nice to take a little break from dating and relationship and mental health talk. It's going to do us some good. So right now, if you want to fuck up your life mentally or dating-wise, you know, go for it. Because I'm taking a break from giving you advice on it. So, you know, just live your best life and ruin it. And then we will pick back up when we get back into the whole dating and mental health and all that.
It's Viola Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting. Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
So before we get started, I do want to say that I have a show this month, October 24th, at the Hollywood Improv. At 7 p.m. It's $20. Do not be cheap. Get that money out and come and see me at my show. It will be half stand-up, half life advice. And trust me, I'm already writing it and it's spectacular. It's so good. You're going to want to hear it. And afterwards, I will be doing a meet and greet. So you will get to also meet me and hug me. And I can't wait to hug all of you. Half of the tickets have already been sold out. So go get your tickets before it's too late. Again, Los Angeles, October 24th at the Hollywood Improv. You can get your tickets in the description of this episode or in my bio on all of my social media accounts. Buy your tickets. Don't be a cunt. Don't be cheap. I want to meet you. I want to hug you. Do it. You're not going to regret it. And you will not be able to hear this episode until December. Trust me, for the next 2 months, our episodes are so out there, you will not be getting any life advice or life coaching from me. So you're going to want to make it to my show, okay? Okay. I dive into the most notorious cults this month, and basically, I'm going to be giving you a little weekly cult 101 twice a week this whole month. So every Thursday, I have a special guest from one of the most known cults out there. Then all of them are actually still going on to this day. With inside scoop that you've never heard of before. We're diving in so deep that some of my guests this month, I will need to keep anonymous, while others, we are going as far as changing their voice and hiding their footage to protect their identity because they are that scared to be found. But they do want to share the information that they have to kind of bring awareness. I'm telling you, these interviews are fascinating. It's like a full-on documentary in a podcast form. This month is super different from other months, not just because it's not about dating, but it's something I've never really done before, dived into a subject like this. But I'm up for the challenge. You guys asked for this. And I've promised every month to give you immaculate episodes and new topics. So this month I said, fuck this. Let's fucking go. Sorry for swearing. I did a ton of research prior to each interview, along with this time it was very different for me with the guests. I had to do a good amount of pre-interviews with each guest in order to prep them and to get them ready and comfortable for the actual interview, because these people are victims. They've gone through something that most of us will never be able to fathom, and luckily, we will never have to experience. I'm very thankful for each one of these guests that I have this month. I'm very excited to cover all this information. I am so excited to have you guys join in on this journey this month with me. So basically, every Tuesday, I'm going to give you a little 101 short episode of four different cults that we will not be covering on Thursdays. But these are cults that you guys asked me to dive into on Instagram. So I'll kind of be sharing some information about those. And then today, I will be giving you the briefing to the four main cults where my four guests are from this month to kind of prepare you for these major upcoming interviews. For the next five Thursdays, and starting with this week, my guests are ex-cult members / experts from the following cults: Children of God, one of the most scariest, notorious cults out there, Nexium. Then we're going to take a little break from those two extreme episodes, and we're going to do something completely different the third week of October, and then we'll take a dive into the cult of the Kardashians, from their lifestyle to what it's like to be part of their inner circle, which has a lot of cult-like tendencies, to the growing pop culture and celebrity obsessions that people have these days with cult-like followings like Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, and so on. So for that one, I'm going to have a therapist to understand the obsession that people nowadays have with celebrities. And she is also a known expert in everything Kardashian. So that will be a nice little break. It'll be fun. We get to relax. And just when you think you can relax, boom, we're done. Because then for the following 2 weeks, to close October and to start November, we will have a two-part deep dive into something you all begged me to discuss. And that is, Scientology. I will be having a guest on, someone from the top of Scientology that knows so much that recently left. And of course, we will be protecting this guest because, we're scared. I'm not going to lie. And by the way, I have learned that I have an accent when I say the word cult. And it sounds like the baby horses. And I have not been able to figure out how to say cult without an accent. So forgive me. But I promise you, the interviews are spectacular, immaculate, amazing, impeccable. Is that a word? I forget. Okay, let's go. Let me tell you about the four cults. Let's start with this week's podcast episode. This Thursday, we have Children of God. It is one of the most known, notorious sex cults out there, and it involves children, which is disgusting. In this Thursday, I have an ex-member from it who will be remaining anonymous, name-wise. So, a little bit about Children of God, if you don't know what that is. In the 1960s, after hearing of the large hippie population in Huntington Beach, California, a Christian minister by the name of David Burke moved there and started to recruit these young people who were lost and poor and needed some guidance. So, it wasn't hard for him, and the hippies were quickly attracted to his anti-establishment attitude. Many even gave up their jobs and they donated all of their savings to this group to live in a community in Berg's house. Then the group moved to Arizona, where Berg claimed to receive a revelation that California would be struck by an earthquake. So basically, this man, what he did, he told the members that apocalypse is coming and people will die, but they will survive because they are children of God. So members began to call Berg Moses. And their group was called the Children of God. And that's pretty funny, since Moses is a Jew and he is
one of our people, the Jews. So that's interesting, especially because he was a Christian minister, but forget that part. So anyway, they were so scared of the apocalypse coming. He brainwashed them to believe that they all believed that they had to become part of this community and isolate themselves and give all of their life savings and do weird rituals in order for them to not be struck by lightning and this earthquake and to not die, because they were the chosen ones. So in the early 1970s, the Children of God recruited all over the country and even set up international centers. Hence, my current guest this Thursday is not from the US. By 1974, it had more than 4,000 members in 70 countries. Berg also encouraged sex with children. In one letter to members, he said, "God created boys and girls able to have children by about 12 years of age." He constantly encouraged sex with children and with everyone around, to the point that in his communities, and you'll hear about this on Thursday, this Thursday, in his communities, he basically encouraged it by telling people to just have sex anywhere they could with everyone's partners, with each other's partners, and that if children were to walk by these sex acts that were open to the public in their communities, they were encouraged to watch and they were encouraged to join, because sex was a way to get closer to God. Several formal members have alleged they were sexually assaulted and beaten as children, and that's another thing you'll hear this Thursday. And some people who were born into the group later even killed themselves because of a lot of the rituals that they had to go through as children. I got chills speaking about this, because I just, the thought of so many of these cults involve children, and just because I have nieces, every time to even get to a subject that has to do with kids and abuse, I lose my train of thought and I just want to start crying, because it's so heartbreaking, because kids are helpless and the people who are supposed to protect them, their parents, clearly did a really poor job. But obviously they were brainwashed, and we'll, you know, dive into that specifically starting on Thursday. So there were people from this group who later killed themselves, and this actually includes one of Berg's sons.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts, and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Who first killed his nanny and then later committed suicide. One thing that you don't actually know about, but you'll find out on Thursday, that I'm just going to reveal now, that Burke was also molesting his daughter. And he was known for that. He included her in the sex acts, and she got the worst of it. And to make things worse, his wife, Karen Zerbe, who's currently the head cult leader of this cult, just with a new name, she molested her son, the one who committed suicide. Yeah, it's dark. They also had something called flirty fishing that involved around sex, and you'll learn about that on Thursday, where he encourages members to engage in sexual relationships to attract new members. And then by the late 1980s, after dealing with not paying taxes, escaping from the government, and sexually transmitting diseases, and also members slowly realizing that something's off and also, you know, wanting to protect their children, this group, for the most part, was over. But it wasn't, because now this group has been renamed and it's called the Family International. It's still very active all over the world, despite Burke's death in 1994. And this group is led by his wife, Karen Zerbe, the one who molested her son, who then later killed himself. It's one thing to know that all these cult members have male leaders, but it's another horrifying thing when you hear how the women had such, some women are just as evil as these men. Okay, next, the following week, we have NXIVM. NXIVM is a really insane cult that's has been happening. It's the most recent one. It started around 1998 by Keith Raniere. He positioned this group as a self-help organization with workshops and classes on empowerment and how to have structure and organization. And in a weird way, it was basically like an MLM, a Ponzi scheme. NXIVM amassed more than 18,000 followers across North America until 2017, when NXIVM members, who happened to be my guests this month, came forward to expose the abusive practices of a secret society within the group, which one of my guests was a victim of. What started as an MLM scam turned into a full-blown, power-hungry sex cult where women were recruited under the false pretense that they were joining a sisterhood of sorts, but ended up being a sex cult. It's a pyramid scheme existed within the group where Rainier, whose members at the top were called masters, basically recruited other women to this secretive group. There were a few groups. And at the bottom, the newest recruits were called slaves. Although, by the way, the recruits never knew that those were actually what they were called, because they had different words for these slaves, like Greek words and things like that you'll get to learn on my episode. So aside from needing to pay money to be part of this group and having to take their courses and having to recruit new members in order to stay in this community, the people at the top had something called collateral, where they collected incriminating things from the men and women who joined in order to shame them and scare them from ever leaving. Basically blackmail. They had to give their quote-unquote master things like naked photos or other compromising documents that would be used against them to blackmail them if they ever told anyone about the group's existence or what they actually do there. The group leader, Keith, was having sex basically with half the members while preaching celibacy. His cult tactics included sex acts, inflicting pain, shaming, manipulation, total control, blackmail, isolating, brainwashing, and he even gone as far as branding. Yeah, you heard me. Not tattooing, branding. Some of the women, which actually became one of the reasons for this cult's demise. Demise and downfall, thanks to my two amazing, very brave guests that I have on this month, the second week of October. So next week, one of my guests has been branded, and it's a very touchy subject, and I can't wait for you guys to hear the full story. In 2020, Rainier Keith was tried in court, where more than a dozen women came forward with statements regarding his psychological and sexual abuse. He was convicted of many crimes, including sex trafficking, racketeering, and child pornography. As usual, these cults always involve children, and it's disgusting. His victims were as young as 15 years old. He was sentenced to life in prison, but in a court filing, his lawyers wrote that he said he is not sorry for his conduct or his choices. This wild story has since inspired two docuseries called The Vow on HBO that you guys should watch and Seduced Inside the NXIVM Cult on Stars. Both document the stories and experiences of former members and expose Keith's abusive and manipulative practices. And it also includes my guest. The most shocking arrest, though, I would say that shocked everyone is probably Allison Mack from Smallville. She was apparently one of the top dogs of the cult, and she truly believed that her work in the cult was for the greater good. And one thing that I thought was really interesting that you'll get to hear in my interview next week is that my guests actually feel sorry for her, and they believe that she was brainwashed and that she may or may not deserve that jail time. So next, we take a deep dive into the Kardashian era. I know, Kardashians, you normally wouldn't think it's a cult, but I was very fascinated with just the cult-like of the relationship the Kardashians have within their crew and just the cult-like stuff that happens with celebrities in general and the obsession that people now have, from their following to everything else. And I'm curious, and the reason I have my guest on, my expert on for this episode, will be the third week of October, is basically how the Kardashians changed reality TV forever and their influence on women from all over the world, from their body types, because they're literally the reason certain body types are so popular now, to the rise of plastic surgery and so much more. So that's going to be very interesting. And then lastly, we close the month of October and start the month of November with the biggest of them all, the one interview I was super scared to do, Scientology. Although it's not a cult per se, some claim that it is, while others claim that it's a peaceful religion that they swear by. Scientology was created by Ron Hubbard, who said that the best way to make money is to create a new religion. And I guess he really went there. But I have inside resources that did know Ron. And I'm not allowed to interview them. But I did do a deep dive into Scientology and spoke to a lot of people who were not allowed to speak to me. And the people who did know Ron, they did say that Ron actually had a vision that revolved around mental health and helping people when he originally created Scientology. So some people claim that Scientology lost its original purpose when David Miscavige stepped in, while others claim that David had to step in because unfortunately somewhere down the line, Ron lost his mind and purpose to the cause. Scientology is one of the most misunderstood religions, and for good reason, since everything they do, from its members to the dealings, is top secret.
from their secret compounds from all over the world, which you'll get to hear about, to their NDAs that you have to sign if you join, to the many levels and money that you have to give to pass these levels to get to the top. This also includes giving a lot of money through each level and through each auditing period, which auditing actually means therapy. It's one of their lingos, and you'll learn about that in those episodes. Many people have even gone bankrupt as a result from trying to move up in Scientology. Scientology is like a secret society for religion. I would say, so I look at Scientology like the Soho House of religions. It's one of the most talked about and scary topics, since there's so much we don't know. And even what you think you know, you don't. Until now. But my interview with my guest is not to expose the bad of Scientology, but instead, it's to let all of us into the world of it. To see all the sides. To learn things that no one so far has been brave enough to share. And I'm not talking about the people who came out, the celebrities who came out against Scientology, because that is very one-sided. I wanted to explore Scientology in a way where I'm not telling you if it's good or if it's bad. I'm giving you information and I'm revealing, with my brave guests, a lot of things that have not been known to allow you guys to form your opinions and how you feel about it when it's all done. Personally, to my own surprise, and I can't believe I'm admitting this, there's a lot of practices in Scientology that I was surprised that resonate with me and other mental health advocates. Our teachings and practices and things that I've spoken about in the podcast, a lot of that revolves around mental health and has been similar to what I got to learn about Scientology. So I thought it was really interesting, and I'm really looking forward to my two-part episode on that, and I'm looking forward to hearing you guys' opinions, what you think. But yeah, this month is going to be lit. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be good. Don't forget, you guys, I am performing at the Hollywood Improv October 24th, part stand-up, part life advice. So if you will be in LA during that time, you can get tickets to my October 24th improv show by going to the description of this episode or just clicking the bio of all of my Instagram accounts. You can buy tickets there. It's $20. Don't be cheap. Please love me and come to my show. Anyway, you guys, I hope you have a beautiful day and I'm looking forward to this month, and I hope you're just as excited as I am. Love you. Goodbye.